I'll bet you looked in the mirror this morning. I'll bet everyone can tell if you didn't, yeah? Look, I know it can be depressing. I mean, you look in the mirror and think to yourself, how can 6 hours do that much damage? But at least you know what you're about to subject others to. So you put a sign on the bathroom door, slow, construction zone. So you wash something, you comb something, you cover something, you brush something, you mousse something, you remove something. I mean, you do something to something, and the world gets a better you. And you prevent a lot of embarrassment. Thanks to Mr. Mirror. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the mirrors in your life. A house with no mirrors? Well, that would mean you'd never know what needs to be worked on. Most of us wouldn't want a house with no mirrors. But some of us are trying to live our life with no mirrors. Human mirrors, that is. People who, figuratively speaking, hold up a mirror and show us some things about ourselves that we may not want to hear, but we really need to hear. John 8:32 in the Bible. It's our word for today from the Word of God. Is a blunt, to the point, bottom line on why we need the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Some of us live like the truth will scare us to death or hurt too much, but it can't hurt nearly as much as avoiding the truth about yourself. That truth that continues to poison your relationships or limit your life or bring you down. Someone listening today has been running from your mirrors, even trying to break your mirrors by shooting them down. But God put those people in your life because He loves you too much to let you keep running from the truth that is costing you so much. The mirror in your life who loves you enough to tell you the truth about yourself, well, it might be your spouse. It might be a parent, even one of your children. Sometimes we hear the painful truth from a spiritual leader or a boss, a coworker, a friend who's really a friend. The Bible says iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens the countenance of his friend. It may be that someone you might consider an enemy has said some things no one else would say to you about you. And while they mean to hurt you, there may be at least some mirror truth in what they said. How you handle the hard truth about yourself? Well, that tells a lot about your character. In Proverbs 9, verses 8 and 9, God says, rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. So what happens when someone tries to show you something that's bringing you down or costing you respect, hurting you, hurting the people you care about? Do you hate them for saying it? Do you continue to live in the land of lies that's called denial? Do you take off so you don't have to think about it? Or do you do what a wise man or woman does? You decide to face what they've helped you see, and you deal with it so it won't pursue you any longer. The truth you keep running from, it never really goes away. Everywhere you go, you take you with you. God loves you too much to let you keep running and denying and living a lie. So He's put someone in your life to hold up a mirror. Don't reject what the mirror is trying to show you. And don't blame the mirror. It's the message the mirror is trying to give you, not the messenger, that's the issue. Thank God for the mirror He's given to you. You probably should be thanking them, too. Don't run from the hard truth any longer. It'll chase you no matter where you go, no matter how hard you run. The truth may be hard to face. It may mean opening up to someone who can really help you with it. It might mean removing a mask you've been hiding behind for a long time, but it's worth all that and more, because it's the truth, and only the truth, that will finally set you free.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.